Chapter 4. Sweat poured off Toby as he raised the post driver and slammed it down on the metal fence post. Blake wasn't far behind him with the barbed wire, stretching it as tight as fiddle strings. Toby was amazed at how much land Blake had cleared since he'd arrived at the Lucky Penny back in January. 40 acres was planted in alfalfa for the winter hay, and 40 had beautiful grass growing for the cattle that Toby had brought with him when he moved to Dry Creek. Now there was another 40 cleared off, and they were busy getting the new fence up around that. Herman Hudson and his son's chainsaws sounded in the distance as they cleaned up the piles of mesquite to get the lumber for their wood yard. A hot summer breeze fluttered the leaves on the mesquite forest still covering the almost 1,200 acres of the Lucky Penny.
"You've been pretty quiet. Thinking about that deal you made with Lizzie?"
Blake asked when they stopped for a break at noon on Monday.
"Or were you picturing what it would have been like if Lizzie agreed to strip poker after all? The way those girls played, they would have had us naked in no time."
Toby chuckled.
"No kidding,"
Blake said.
"Think you'll be able to handle her as a girlfriend?"
Sitting in the shade of the pickup truck and eating from a bag of barbecued potato chips, Toby shook his head.
"It's only pretend. Just until I get Charlene off my back."
"Oh, yeah?"
Blake hooked a finger in the tab on top of a can of soda, ripped it open, and handed it to his brother.
"She's tall, blonde, and itching to get you into bed. So, what's the big deal?"
"That girl is nothing but trouble.
Once she gets her claws in, she's damn sure not going to let go."
Toby drank heavily from the soda and set it down beside the truck tire.
"Besides, this will force me to settle down at least until I get my toe in the door with the people like you did. It will be the longest damn few weeks of my life, but I'm a tough old cowboy. I can do the job."
"It's a hell of a long time, especially for you," Blake said.
"You don't think I can do it, do you?"
Blake removed the tab from another can and turned it up.
"You haven't been celibate that long since you were 16.
Guess we'll see what happens. You want to put some money on?